After regular office hours. More information is at 217-328-2323.
We will wrap up summer and begin fall with a mostly sunny day. High around 80 today, says meteorologist Ed Kieser. He'll be along in 5 minutes with a look at the weather, but first AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. University of Chicago Nobel Economics Laureate Roger Myerson says he supports what might be the beginning of a growing and global emergency ban on short-selling financial stocks. Myerson says we need to think more creatively about ways to allow financial instruments to develop and grow, but at the same time to provide an atmosphere of confidence and trust among market participants. The Securities and Exchange Commission and its German, British, and Dutch counterparts all recently imposed emergency bans on various forms of short selling. They made the move to combat market manipulation and to help restore investor confidence. Illinois state lawmakers are getting back to Springfield today to discuss ethics legislation. Ben Calhoun has more.
The ethics bill is essentially a ban on so-called pay-to-play politics. It says if someone has or wants a contract with the state worth $50,000 or more, then they're not allowed to donate to the state officials who control the contract. Earlier this year, lawmakers approved the bill, but Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich refused to sign it. For months, he said he was waiting because he wanted to, quote, make it better. Then, this summer, he made his changes. But his changes were unpopular with lawmakers, which would likely doom the whole ethics package. The state House voted to reverse the governor's changes, which left the fate of the bill up to the state Senate. Under pressure from his political protege, Barack Obama, Illinois State Senate President Emil Jones announced a special session for this week to possibly complete the override of the governor. In a final twist, Blagojevich then also called a special session for today, which will force lawmakers to weigh his revised version of the legislation first. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Indiana State Excise Police issued 97 tickets for illegal consumption of alcohol and other violations to tailgaters outside the Indiana University Ball State football game in Bloomington Saturday. Officer Travis Thixton says the crowd was the most out of control that police have seen in several years. Thixton says people were throwing bottles, cans, cups, and other objects in IU's red lot in what police described as an argument between IU and Ball State fans. Police broke it up before anyone was injured. Police issued 78 tickets for illegal possession of consumption of alcohol, and they issued 19 other summonses for other violations, including public intoxication and false identification. A Coles County judge has found a doctor guilty of dozens of misdemeanor animal cruelty charges stemming from the mistreatment of horses. County animal officials testified the underfed horses on Ernest Rose's farm near Charleston had to slog through mud to find water and were fed only moldy hay. Rose was charged in 2007 with nearly 200 misdemeanor offenses, including violation of owner's duties, cruelty to animals, and the improper disposal of dead animals. Circuit Judge Mitchell Schick found Rose guilty of most of the charges. The judge says the 72 horses found on Rose's farm were in distress for a number of weeks, if not months. Defense attorney Michael Tagg says he and Rose are disappointed in the ruling. Rose's sentencing is slated for November 21st. What's now a farm field in southwest Champaign will be open to residents as a park within the next year. But Champaign Park District leaders want to transform the former site of the Porter family farm into prairies and natural areas, similar to Urbana's Meadowbrook Park. District spokeswoman Laura Otterberry says it's the first Champaign park to not focus on traditional features like cultivated gardens or ball fields.
This park is not going to have any of that. It's going to have a lot of natural areas, open space, some prairie grasses, lots of trees, wonderful picnic areas. So just more of a passive recreation area for residents to enjoy.
Porter Family Park will also be a refuge in a residential area of Champaign that's expected to grow exponentially over the years. Otterberry says nearly $1 million will be spent on transforming the field into a native prairie and building the park's first amenities such as trails, a small shelter, and a man-made pond. The groundbreaking takes place later today. Fully 115 years after a then-obscure Indian scholar introduced modern Hindu thought to America in a famous speech in Chicago, his disciples have opened what he called the Universal Temple. More than 300 people gathered yesterday in the southwest Chicago suburb of Homer Glen to inaugurate the 32,000-square-foot temple, which was the longtime dream of Swami Vivekananda. The Swami brought the Hindu message to Chicago's World Parliament of Religions in 1893. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL Weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather on Tommy Lasorda's 81st birthday. The baseball manager, not the head of Chrysler.
Yeah. Tommy Lasorda, Dodger manager. He's always been a Dodger.
I think he was actually the manager for some like 20 years or something, but he's been with the team forever, like 50 years or something.
Well, he's been with the team maybe not quite 81 years, but...
But he's 81 today, and that would be just an incredible association with that team. And, you know, they're kind of one and the same, Dodgers, Lasorda. Can't have Lasorda without the Dodgers. So there you go. And